That may be a familiar sound to you if you listen to the radio station KUYI in Kings Canyon, Arizona. That's because KUYI is one of roughly 50 stations in the country that broadcasts on Native American lands to Native American listeners, and they broadcast in Native American language. Take a listen to hear to one of the hosts speaking in Hopi.
Oi, bum happy tad honyam senior bum happy mo poli song ta we no vi pu pa 912 ok pito e pahan ta we 1012 daylight savings time and yes you're listening to Kui KYI.
My guest today, Loris Taylor, president and CEO of Native Public Media, which is trying to preserve Native American language and culture as well through a lot of ways, including the radio. Loris, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, this was presented to us as a way to preserve dying languages. I guess, you know, having lived in Arizona, I don't think of Hopi or Navajo, for that matter, as dying languages. Are they endangered?
Well, they are endangered as we get less and less, as speakers in our communities become less and less.
So how does broadcasting help that? I mean, obviously the people who are listening are going to be hearing the language every day. But how do you get people who perhaps are not using it in their daily lives? How do you get them to listen?
Well, the magic of language is that you have to, first of all, be able to speak it and be able to hear it. And I think the medium of radio, which reaches into the households of individuals across the reservation, is able to do that. It's able to reach grandparents that are in the homes, and in doing so, share the language with other generations within the house.
You know, radio has been around for a very long time, Loris. Is this really the first attempt, the real broad-scale attempt to use radio to preserve these languages?
No, radio has always been a medium of choice for Native American communities for several reasons. First of all, broadband penetration in Indian country is less than 10%. There are our print publications are very small. They dot across Indian country, but they don't serve every household in Indian country. One in three families in Indian country is connected to analog telephone. Roads into reservations are usually one primary highway, and 911 services simply don't exist in some tribal communities. And so radio, while other people in the U.S. may think it's a legacy technology, really works for Indian country in so many ways. In another way, it's really an extension of an oral storytelling community. It's an amplification of how we tell our stories in the community. So it's really been quite compatible in so many ways.
You know, so often, Loris, people talk about preserving languages as a way to preserve culture. And it seems like that's a natural connection. But how exactly does that work? Does the Native American culture actually, in some ways, get endangered more if people are speaking in English? How does just speaking the language help?
Well, in order to maintain the fluency in your language, which is one of the understanding of cognition, you have to be able to hear it and speak it. And radio as a medium, although it's one way, it allows individuals that may have not had an introduction to the language as a speaker to be able to hear it and hopefully to be able to say the words so that there's some understanding of what the words mean. So across Indian country, a lot of our programs are geared to encouraging young people to actually speak the language. And there's a lot of use of elders and fluent speakers within the community to produce these programs.
And what kind of interest do you get from young people? Are they interested at all? Or are they too concerned with other things, with Twitter and the Kardashians and all the other stuff?
Well, what I've learned from young people is that they're much more in tune than we think they are. they in Native communities have talked with young people, and most of them will tell me that they are interested in what's going on in their community. They are concerned about language loss, because without the language, it's really hard. It's difficult to understand the ceremonies, to understand the music. In order to have an overall understanding of your cultural life ways, you have to be able to speak the language. And so language loss is definitely a concern, not just for the elders, but also for the young people, because they do want to be a part of their community, whether they're Navajo or Hopi or Tlingit or Lakota. That's their connection to their people.
We're speaking with Loris Taylor, who's president and CEO of Native Public Media, and their initiative actually seems really successful at this point. 53 stations in tribal communities, all but two of them are high-power FM. How difficult is it to find radio hosts that can both do the job itself, that are experienced in radio, and speak fluently in the Native language?
It hasn't been that difficult. There's been a natural gravitation to radio. Normally, when we get a new station on air, one of the basic values that's already a part of the establishment of the radio is language. Community people who have designed these radio stations have come together around kitchen tables talking about why they want a radio station. And this has been the process throughout Indian country. And one of the values is definitely carrying on their linguistic capacity. And so from day one, we know that we're going to have people that speak the native language walking through our doors.
So what would you think? Give me an example of a native language that's really endangered right now. Very few speakers left.
Wow. I think there's a lot of languages that are endangered. My own language in Hopi, I mean, we have certainly people that are still fluent. I can still speak Hopi fluently. But I'm concerned that my children and their children are not going to be able to carry on the language.
Well, then let's help your mission here just a little bit, Loris Taylor. Can you say for me in Hopi, you're listening to The Takeaway? Loris Taylor, president and CEO of Native Public Media and a member of the Hopi Nation. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Native Public Media trying to preserve some Native American languages and cultures by having Native speakers on the radio.